Don't look now, but we're kind of moving into the middle of August with me to talk about what to expect from the first part of the middle of August is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. How you doing?
The sound you didn't hear was the sound of my notes just going funk.
I mean,
how can it be this time of year?
Look, I thought May, June, July all went at their appropriate speeds. They didn't seem to go too fast or too slow. They just seemed like summer months. I don't know what's happened to August. It has just steamrolled.
I believe that you referred to it the other day as a fire hose.
Yes. Yes, it is. There's so much happening, and you can barely...
Because we're coming up on Roots Festival. That's going to be a week of crazy.
School starting, new season announcements, a much busier, unfortunately, sometimes, unfortunately, news cycle. Mm-hmm. Than usual for an August. It's just been madcap.
Theater Squared's new building is opening.
That's right.
So that's a whole big deal.
Right.
That's our cover for yesterday's What's Up. The Momentary is going to open one of these days in Bentonville.
They're going to have an event in October.
And there's going to, yeah. So.
Yes.
Let's talk about down the road a little.
Okay.
At the Alma Performing Arts Center.
They've got a season coming up.
They have a season coming up. Do not discount this Performing Arts Center because it's down the road in Alma. It is a beautiful building.
Yep.
And Teresa Schlaubach, who is their director, works really hard to grab those one-offs that you can get because the theater company's traveling from Dallas to St. Louis.
Oklahoma City or something.
And so she's got amazing stuff every year mixed in with the high school kids stuff and all the other things you expect at a school performing arts center. Coming this year, the opener on September 19th is Love Letters.
With a couple of familiar names.
Barry Bostwick and Barbara Eden.
Barry Bostwick, who was in Rocky Horror Picture Show and played the mayor on Spin City, and Barbara Eden.
I would love to see them in person. Wow.
And Love Letters is a script about love letters written over a long time.
It's a great show. I'm going to say this, and it's not going to come out right. It's a great show for an older set of actors because you can read the show.
Right.
You still have to be a great actor, but it doesn't require mountains of memorization.
Yeah.
So it'll be lovely to see the two of them. And then on October 8th, John McEwen and the String Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And on October 16th, the Carole King musical.
Which has, you can't have all of Carole King's great songs because that'd take you for 2 days, but it's got a lot of great Carole King music.
And again, these are all touring companies, just like you'd see at the Walton Arts Center or anywhere else.
Right.
It's just that she's grabbing them for one night only as they pass through.
Right.
The Christmas show, December 15th, is Daly and Vincent Christmas. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming February 22nd, I'm going to butcher his name, Steve Aguirre from Journey.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't know either, so it must be okay. Apparently, this is a huge concert with lights and sound and the whole Journey sort of experience. And then March 28th is a comedian. I don't know that she's done a comedian before. The comedian's name is Etta May. And she's been described as Minnie Pearl with a migraine.
Okay.
Or the polyester princess. She's
okay.
Originally from Bald Knob. Obviously clean comedy because Teresa Schlaubach's not going to book
anything else.
But if she's got, I think Minnie Pearl with a migraine means a little edgier version of Minnie Pearl.
Okay.
You can find out about all of this and the local productions, which include 1776 and Stuart Little.
Oh.
By Googling the Alma Performing Arts Center. But we can't leave you hanging. We've got to give you some stuff for this week, right?
Well, of course, of course.
So, hang on to your hat. That fire hose thing is about to happen.
Right.
Tomorrow, Terrific Tuesday at the Botanical Garden in Fayetteville, Jesse Dean. That's at 7 o'clock. It's free. Wednesday, live at the Five and Dime series in Bentonville at the Walmart Museum, a group called Blue Thread. That includes Nicola Radin.
Mm-hmm.
This is jazz, 6 to 8 o'clock, also free. Thursday night, open mic night at the Fort Smith Main Library.
And this is kind of honoring Woodstock?
This is the Woodstock celebration from 7 to 8:30.
I was in the Fort Smith Library last week. Got a cup of coffee in Dewey's Cafe, and they've got the Woodstock posters up and everything. It looks like it's going to be a fun time.
Again, free. On Saturday, the Basin Spring Park Music Series, the Kate Brothers.
Oh,
the,
nice.
The Kate Brothers, right. Yeah. 5:30 to 7:30, free.
Okay.
And there's a concert on Saturday at 6:30 at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. It's a group called Dandelion Heart.
Oh, they're so fun. They're so good.
They describe them as folksy multi-part harmonies with melodic backing by cello, guitar, mandolin, and hand percussion. And it's $10.
So there you go.
Suggested that's... donation.
Right, right.
If that doesn't keep you busy till I get back here on Friday.
Nothing will.
Nope.
All right. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.